Hey, you know what? It sounds too good to be true. There's a good chance, guys out there, when Tommy John says their underwear never rides up, well, you can take that to the bank. Now, Tommy John is state-of-the-art in terms of they have redefined comfort for men everywhere, including myself. Every pair of Tommy John's is crafted from feather-light, breathable fabrics that move with you, not against you, providing the perfect balance of support and, of course, mind-blowing comfort. Now, these guys have thought of everything when it comes to giving all men the comfort they deserve, they want, and they need. Plus, all their underwear is backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free, guarantee you've got nothing to lose. So change out of that unsightly, ill-fitting, multi-pack underwear. Get Tommy John's. It's worth it. No adjustment needed. Experience the comfort you never knew existed. Just go to TommyJohn.com/Hannity. You get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Hannity, 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Hannity. You will never regret it. A lot was made over the president, the fake news media, ginning up the, you know, one Trump scandal after another for the past 24 hours, breathlessly reporting the use of the term Pocahontas. And for Elizabeth Warren, who tried to pass herself off as a minority. Well, anyway, the president said, referred to her again as Pocahontas in this meeting that he had yesterday. The media became apoplectic. Senator Warren took the cue and. And, of course, she says, well, it's code word. It's racist. Donald Trump is a racist. Well, one of the code talkers who the president was supposedly offending actually said the Pocahontas remark wasn't offending in the least. Anyway, Thomas Beggies broke his silence and literally said the Marines made us yell Geronimo when we jumped out of planes. That didn't offend me either. There is a new poll out by Change Research. I don't know who they are in Alabama that shows Roy Moore up by 5, so we'll watch that. In other news we have today, now the GOP tax plan, according to the Wall Street Journal, and I know that there are those opposing it, they're now complaining, by the way, that it increases the national debt by $1.4 trillion over a 10-year period. But what the critics won't tell you is the CBO assumes a growth rate at an anemic 1.9%. That was the GDP under Obama. Under Trump, we're headed for 3-plus GDP growth. And if that holds for 10 years, well, that would more than cancel out the $1.4 trillion in additional debt. It's all how you do the math. And do you want economic growth? And the president also very clear in this press conference that, you know, he'll let the government shut down rather than flood the U.S. with illegal immigrants. And he said, meeting with Chuck and Nancy today about keeping government open and working, you know, the problem is they wanted illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked. They're weak on crime and they want to substantially raise taxes. I don't see a deal. I don't see the president giving in on that either. And the government never shuts down anyway.